Another common issue I've seen is where you have people that are makbid. They themselves are concerned. They do not eat products that are not yashan, so they do not eat chadash. They do not eat products that are not pas yisrael or chalav yisrael. And many people don't even eat products that were produced on non-chalav yisrael kalim. So now most of these types of people would not necessarily bite into something that someone gave them. But just keep in mind that even though your friend officially Shomer Shabbos and is frum, doesn't necessarily mean that they themselves are makbid on Chol Yisrael or the like. So when you get a product, and if you are makbid on these items, just make sure that these products are indeed Chol Yisrael, Yashan, or Pas Yisrael, if that's what you are concerned for. Some of the common examples that people just might not necessarily be aware of is where you have a bread product that gets mixed into something else. An example would be a chocolate-covered pretzel. So let's say someone made chocolate-covered pretzel sticks. That's their theme for Mishlayach Manos. Don't assume that, especially if you live out of town, don't assume that those pretzels were Pas Yisrael. It would probably not be Pas Yisrael. Same thing would apply to anything with cookie crumbs in it. Would probably be Oreos, which are not Pas Yisrael. And for those that are concerned on Chalav Stam Kalim, if you typically do not eat Oreos, so you would not necessarily eat those either. So many of the cookies and cream products or chocolate-covered cookies, chocolate-covered pretzels, if you are concerned for Pas Yisrael or Chalav Yisrael, Yashan, all these things, which you should, at least lechatchila, be concerned for these things. So just make sure you're not biting into something that you would not want to eat.